VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. Have you ever noticed that the first time you hear about a different way of doing things, it seems really weird to you? It always does to me. But as Derek Sivers demonstrates in his TED Talk, that's not only totally normal, but also really helpful. He gives such great examples of how cultural differences can be very eye-opening, like the way that Americans name streets, but Japanese name blocks. Check out today's video if you haven't already. It's really short and sweet. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. There's a saying that whatever true thing you can say about India, the opposite is also true. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on that. First one, there's a saying. These are three words that you can blend together, so it sounds more like this. There's a saying. There's a saying. Second tip, the opposite. The word the can sound like the sometimes and sound like the at other times. It's because the noun that comes after it starts with a vowel and really sounds like it too. Ah, opposite. So remember to say it like this. The opposite. The opposite. All right, here's the sentence of the day one more time, a little slower. There's a saying that whatever true thing you can say about India, the opposite is also true. Let's check out some vocabulary from the sentence. Number one, saying. This noun means a well-known expression or wise statement. For example, I'm tired of all this talk. You know the saying, actions speak louder than words. Number two, opposite. This noun means something or someone that is completely different from another person or thing. For example, no one ever guesses that Joan and I are sisters because she's the exact opposite of me. Number three, whatever. This pronoun means it is not important what is. It makes no difference what is. For example, let's take the train so that we can travel whatever the weather. I grew up eating breakfast cereal and milk. I always did it the same way. First, turn on the cartoons, then pour myself a bowl of cereal, and lastly, add the milk. I didn't think anything of my routine because it was normal to me, until I saw a friend eating cereal. Whoa, what are you doing?
I'm eating cereal. What?
But why are you doing it like that? Why are you filling the bowl with milk first?
Because this way, I can just add a little bit of cereal at a time, and then the cereal stays nice and crispy.
Huh, that's weird. I always fill the bowl with cereal first, then add the milk. My friend's way of eating cereal seemed so new and different to me that it was really weird. But I decided to try it and discovered that I liked this new way better. So in this small way, I can relate to Derek Sivers when he says in his TED Talk that whatever brilliant ideas we have, the opposite may also be true. What about you? Is there something you thought was totally normal, but then found out there's a completely opposite way of doing it that is also true? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.